VOA News reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown. White House officials said Thursday that U.S. involvement with Afghanistan's Taliban rulers had entered an uncertain phase as U.S. officials continue working to evacuate about 100 Americans still in the country. Meanwhile, Taliban officials indicated that their fledgling government was strengthening ties with China and other nations. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the U.S. no longer controls the airspace over Afghanistan. Other Taliban officials said on Twitter that they were holding diplomatic meetings with Britain and Germany. Qatar and Turkey are also helping the new Afghan government set up the main airport in Kabul. White House Press Secretary Psaki said that the U.S. is waiting to engage with the new unelected government, stressing that the U.S. maintains non-military leverage through access to global markets and financial assistance over the new government. Officials in the U.S. states of New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania on Thursday said at least 46 people died as a result of flash flooding caused by torrential rainfall driven by remnants of Hurricane Ida. President Joe Biden pledged emergency assistance to the governors of New Jersey and New York, as well as other states in the region, and sent his condolences to the families of those who lost their lives. He also said he will be traveling to Louisiana later today to meet with Governor John Bel Edwards to discuss the recovery efforts from Ida there. The president said the nation's Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, and other agencies will be working around the clock until the needs of the region are fully met. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News.